A social policy analyst, Dr. William Mahadi, has lauded the cabinet reshuffle by President Mills, saying it is nothing more than the dynamics of good governance. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Mahadi said the dynamics of an election year is different from other normal years. For him, what President Mills has done is to enable the ministers to marshal their competencies in order to fast-track the policies of the Better Ghana agenda.
If you recall, His Excellency the President gave an indication during a radio interview a couple of weeks ago that he was going to reshuffle his cabinet and make it a lot more effective in this particular year. The dynamics of an election year are different from ordinary years. It involves both discharging the rest of your mandate for the rest of your term and also to seek re-election. So it clearly, any captain on the bridge would want to look at the members that are helping him in discharge and do a little bit of movement around. And he's done just that. And I personally think that it's an appropriate strategy that he has adopted.
Some ministers were removed, others were brought in, others' positions were changed. How do you look at the specifics? 80 men are moving from social welfare and labor to works and housing, and the works and housing minister moving to health and the other changes.
I cannot second guess specific reasons why the president moved ministers across ministries, but typically that is what happens. What it means is that you probably have accumulated sufficient competence in your work that can be transferred to another ministry where your additional competence is required, or the president is giving you an opportunity to show that you still can be part of the team and help him deliver his responsibility. So the movement is typical across ministries, is typical, and I'm sure there's a lot of thought that's gone into moving the ministers from one, those who have been moved to other ministries, to be moved in that respect.
Other experts hold the view that it is wrong for reshuffles, particularly with regard to the Ministry of Education, looking at what education means. Do you share the same view? Think that when reshuffles are due, some ministries should be left intact?
I have worked in education for quite a while, and it has been one of the ministries that has had the highest turnover of ministers. In this particular case, I shudder to think that it was because the president wanted to reshuffle or move the minister out. As you know, the Minister for Education tendered in her resignation, and that may have accounted for the president giving for somebody else the opportunity to run the ministry. It's a huge ministry. In other countries, it is broken into tertiary and non-tertiary. So the challenges in the ministry are very, very, very huge. And it calls for dynamism, it calls for hard work, it calls for visioning. And so I wouldn't say that, you know, it was done because the president wanted to change somebody from the ministry. It was just circumstances that pushed the president to do that.
So if you want to sum up, how do you see the reshuffle?
I think it is just appropriate. We do that in football. If you watch the performance of your team, you can take some out, you can take some in, you can strengthen some aspect of your team, and you probably even can reduce the number of strikers at a certain point in the game and put defenders there. So it's a typical situation in the game of politics. It's political brinksmanship, and we cannot fault the president for doing that.
Dr. William Mahadi is a social policy analyst.